I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world was anticipating the possibilities of a new year, Iranians were busy calling upon the government for change. Our contact Peter Smith explains why the protest erupted about 7 days ago.
What started as a riot towards the price increase of eggs, the price of eggs went up by 40%. It has since turned into a political revolt. And what started in the city of Mashhad, which is the Shiite holy city on the coast near Afghanistan, has now spread to more than 100 different cities inside Iran.
As of yesterday morning, at least 20 people had been killed. People in the streets are calling for regime change. Smith says one looming question is whether or not these protests will actually bring a change in leadership or be squelched altogether. Christians are also considering how they can respond. Would you continue to pray for wisdom in this situation? Get the details at missionnews.org. And it's a new year, which means many people are committing to new Bible studies. But why is daily Bible reading important? Biblica's Stephen Cave shares.
We need to understand that the Bible is not just what God said all of those years ago. It's not just what his dealings were with the people of Israel or the New Testament church. It is what God is still saying to us today. And for me, that's the most important reason.
Cave does warn not to read the Bible to just check something off a list, but to read it because you want to hear God's truth. And God's truth on a daily basis is transformative. We've got more information about Bible reading plans and why it's important to read daily at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.